Thank you very much, Chair. I speak on behalf of the Global Trade Union Movement. We have a number of proposed amendments to the preamble and suggestions for four new paragraphs, and I will take these in turn. In line with the comments made by several delegations on PP2, we also recognize the need to delete the reference to 8 fundamental conventions of the ILO. In fact, following the amendment to the Declaration of Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work last year, there are 10 fundamental conventions now. So a deletion of the number would be welcome. We would also support the amendment proposed by the United Kingdom specifying labor standards of the ILO, and in that regard would also support Mexico's proposed formulation. Chair, in PP2, we would further encourage the inclusion of ILO declarations. Declarations, while not subject to ratification, are intended to have a wide application and contain symbolic and political undertakings by member states. And relevant to the LBI are several ILO declarations, not least the Tripartite Declaration of Principles concerning multinational enterprises and social policy. And Chair, as we've heard from several delegations, the need to include further international labor standards and specified conventions in the text, we would encourage the inclusion of a new paragraph to better articulate the scope of labor rights within the context of the LBI. We would make a recommendation along the lines of recalling that international labor standards provide states with tools to implement their obligations concerning human rights at work and establish mechanisms for labor inspection and enforcement necessary to realize decent work for all. Chair, we also note that there currently is no reference in the preamble to the state duty to protect human rights in situations where a commercial nexus exists between public actors and business, such as when government bodies purchase goods and services through public procurement. Therefore, we would suggest a paragraph that would read, recalling the state duty to exercise adequate oversight in order to meet the international human rights obligations when they contract with or legislate for business enterprises to provide services that may impact upon the enjoyment of human rights. Chair, in the interest of time, I will not read further proposals, which we will send to you via email, including an important one on recognizing the need for a just transition for workers. However, please allow me to also support the proposed amendments in certain delegations in relation to PP12 and PP19 in referring to obligations as opposed to responsibilities. We would also make the same comment in relation to Article 2B later on. And we would also support Panama's amendment to PP6 on the inclusion of international humanitarian law. We will support the UK's proposed PP14 tear on disability inclusion with a specific reference to ILO Convention 159. We would support Brazil's amendment to PP3 on the inclusion of several human rights declarations and relevant international labor standards. And finally, Chair, we would also support proposals for a new PP11 bis and PP11 tear, signaling the primacy of international human rights law over investment and other agreements. Thank you for your indulgence, Chair.